Hi, and welcome to this audio training lesson from Speak More Clearly. I hope everybody is fine and well, wherever you are. In this lesson, we're going to practice saying words that have the consonant blends TS and DS at the end of words. Of course, when you have DS at the end of words, the S says Z because the D is a voiced consonant, so the S says its second sound, z, so that it's easy to go from voiced D to voiced Z. Okay. One of the things, well, I'll tell you this as we go. So the first, I'm going to actually practice the words, but as we do the first pair, I'm going to explain one of the tips that I have in the blog here. So the first one is seats, seeds. Now, one of the tips that I wrote in the blog is that when you have a word, two words that are the same, except one word ends in TS and the other ends in DS, the word that ends in DS, the vowel before it becomes slightly longer and even more stressed. So, seeds. It's almost an up-down quality to it. Seeds. Yeah? Whereas seats, C-E, the E is a long vowel, but it's not like that. Yeah? So the E or the vowel before the D and S gets elongated slightly so that you're allowing your mouth to prepare for the DS together, because the D being voiced. So you go up, down. It has an up, down quality. So seats, straight across. Seeds, eeds. Yeah? Eats, eeds. You can hear that difference. So just make it a little longer. Do up, down a bit, yeah? So we'll do that pair again. Practice now with me. Seats. Seeds. Okay. Now, of course, one of the other tips in my blog says that to master this, you just have to keep doing it. Unfortunately, TS and DZ is a consonant combination that a lot of languages don't have, so you just have to get used to that. So, the trick, one of the other tricks is that the T and the D, as you know, are made in the same place in the mouth. Your tongue tip goes up to the bony ridge up behind your front top teeth in the and you put your tongue in the middle there, the tongue tip, to make the T and the D. But when you have an S or a Z afterwards, you don't drop your tongue like you normally do for T and D. You keep your tongue up on the bony ridge and make the S there or the Z there after the T or D as well. So, seats. My tongue is just on the bony ridge for the T, and then I make it go forward slightly to make the S and make the hiss for the S. And the same for the D to the Z. My tongue is up there on the middle of that bony ridge and then go slightly forward to make the Z all voiced. Tss. Didn't drop my tongue, just went, stayed up there on the ridge. Just move my tongue slightly more forward. Dzz. Same thing. It's the same movement. The D, Z, the S saying Z, is the same movement as the T, S. So you're staying up there, not dropping, not going anywhere. You just stay up there and make the S up there, even if that's not where you normally make it. Those combinations are the same movement, except the D and the Z have voice added. Okay, so we're going to go through and we're going to say the words and the sentences. Okay, practice with me. Seats, seeds. The seeds were on the seats. That's it. Have a practice. And if I say it more quickly, the seeds were on the seats. So seeds were on the seats. Yeah? Don't forget to give yourself a little bit of time for the E a bit longer up down when the D and the S are there. Okay, next two. Beets, beads. And again, beets, beads. And the reason we're using these words that are the same except for the TS or DS at the end is so that you can feel the difference in your mouth. Even though you're making the same movement as you switch on your voice and as you make your vowel longer before the D and S. And just practicing those combinations, the consonant cluster combinations. Let's do the sentence. She beats the beads to make them soft. And if I do it quicker, she beats the beads to make them soft. So you can also practice phrasing here. Where do you make the pause in the sentence? Some sentences won't have a pause in the middle of the sentence or at some point in the sentence. Some will. Keep your ear out for that as well. She beats the beads, pause, to make them soft. Next pair. Feeds, feeds. And again, feeds, feeds. She feeds our imagination with unusual feats. That's it. Have a practice. Pleats, pleads. Pleats, pleads. He pleads not to have pleats on his shirt. He doesn't like pleats. And again, he pleads not to have pleats on his shirt. Next two, plots, plods. And again, plots, plods. Even the O is slightly longer before the D and the S. Plots, plods. Oh, yeah? He plods between the garden beds. No, it should be he plods between the garden plots. And once more, he plods between the garden plots. Coats, codes. Coats, codes. We put on our coats before activating the codes. And coats in the sentence has a slight pause after it. That's the end of that phrase. And then before activating the codes is the next phrase. We put on our coats before activating the codes. Then the next two, wants, wands. Now this is tricky because you've got three consonants in a row. N, T, and S. So, wants, all of them can be made in the same place. The N, the T, and the S, you keep them up on the alveolar ridge. It's just the tip of your tongue moves slightly, nanometer type movement, or changes its shape. And that's how you get from one to the other. Wants, wands. Tricky, but if you practice it enough, you can get it. Are you sure Bobby wants two wands? And again, are you sure Bobby wants two wands? And the next two, heats, heeds. And again, heats, heeds. Now, heed is spelt the same as head. The only way you know that it's heed is from the context, okay? Heed as in pay attention to something someone's telling you. She heeds the warning that the machine overheats. And again, she heeds the warning that the machine overheats. And the next two bids. And again, bids. And the it is slightly longer before the D and S. Last one here, bids for the tiny bits left. And again, last one here, bids for the tiny bids left. Sorry. Last one here, bids for the tiny bits left. I'm even finding it a tongue twister. Last one here, there's a slight pause after that because we're emphasizing that the last one here has to do X, Y, and Z. Bets, beds. And again, bets, beds. All bets are on those two flower beds winning the prize. And again, all bets are on those two flower beds winning the prize. Flower beds are stressed. Mates, maids. And again, mates, maids. The two mates spoke to the maids. And last again, the two mates spoke to the maids. Okay. In the blog, I've also put two links. One is two extra links. One is to another lesson on TS at the end of the word, words including contractions like it's, that's, etc. And another one for a whole list of words ending in DS if you want some more practice. Okay, take care and happy practicing, and bye for now.